What's up, everybody? It's Heat Overrided. I'm ready to bring the pain for you this week and Dr. Roto. It's the NFL draft, man. It's been so much chaos and things going on right now. People are happy. People are like, okay, it's just what was going to happen. A little predictable. But at the same time, hey, what would it be if I didn't bring the pain to it before the next round starts up? Oh, yeah. Right? Dig it. So, the NFL draft's been going off and everybody's all happy. We got Caleb Williams, number one. Bears fans are happy. They got Dunyaz. So we're looking. I'm not going to sit here and just review. Everybody's been reviewing every player all day long. Why do you need the same review, right? But the NFL draft has been pretty entertaining. What has been entertaining after the NFL drafts round one has been all of the people attacking the Falcons for picking Penix Jr. Oh, man. Okay. Look, I'm the first one to bring the pain, and I'm usually the resident, you know, guy that's gonna be like, hey, he's not gonna be like good, or I'd be like, hey, well, it's not gonna be good. Okay, I get that, but I'm not defending Penix Jr. and I'm not going to defend the idiocy of the Atlanta Falcons. However, when I see statements made like they just pretty much did this on Kirk Cousins, I mean, what are they? Don't they care what Kirk Cousins feel about this? I've been seeing these comments all day. Who cares what Kirk Cousins feels like? Okay, he's freaking old. He's not going to be around forever. And you're saying that this quarterback who has no skill at all, who is completely a raw talent, you're going to pick him to learn behind Kirk Cousins. And did we not forget about that? Did we not know what happened to Aaron Rodgers? Do we not know what happened to Jordan Love? Do we not know what happened? What did Kurt Warner do for Eli? What did Kurt Warner do all those years? Like, at the same time, you're looking at everything. You can't just be like, hey, this was kind of like a kick to the nuts for Kirk Cousins. No, it wasn't. It's saying that Kirk Cousins isn't going to be around forever. All right, so say Kirk Cousins plays another 3-4 years. That is about when Penix Jr. will be ready. He's not going to go into the NFL at his skill level and explode. It's impossible. He might have to be called upon, but we all see what happened with the Vikings last year when they went to their rookie, right? So, you know, and you're not always going to get that CJ Stroud. Sometimes you're going to get a Bryce Young. And that is what people, I think, are forgetting about this, that Penix Jr. does not need to start week one. He's not needed. He is literally there to learn the offense, the new system. You know, going to a new face, a new talent. Like, he's been drafted to the Atlanta Falcons. And everybody is mad. Well, I mean, it's still an idiot draft. They could have got anybody. I mean, if you're going to have all that talent around you and you have Kirk Cousins, why wouldn't you bring in someone like Adunyaz, right? Sorry. It just, like, makes sense, right? Like, why? But the thing is it doesn't have to make sense when you're thinking about the future, when you think that the winning position that Kirk Cousins can put this Atlanta Falcons offense in while Penix Jr. learns, at the same time, they can stay competitive so that when Bijan comes up a little more, when Pitts is, you know, he's at that stage right now where he might be starting to enter his prime, you know, you still have London. So you have a good core of wide receivers around here. So he's definitely going to be able to play good. He's going to be able to get what he wants, but he don't need anything. It is a wasted pick. I agree. You could have definitely got an offensive player and anybody at this point, and you could have put him in there, but that's not what happened. So why are we hating on it? Why are we saying things like this is a slap to Kirk Cousins' face? It's not. People, move on. That's what we're doing. Oh, yeah, and that's coming from the pain bringer. Dig it? Yeah, right? Man, now we're getting to it. Oh, man, I was hearing all these things. I did a podcast with Jeremy from our website, Dr. Roto, back then, just about a month and a half ago, and it was the Dynasty Heat podcast, and we covered Jared Verse, and I didn't think the Rams were going to be able to get him. I thought we had a shot at Murphy. I really thought the Rams were going to pick Chop Robinson. And I think that if Verse and Murphy were gone, I think the Rams would have picked Chop Robinson. And that's something, again, me and Jeremy talked about on that podcast well over a month ago. But during that podcast, I also said, you know, we've seen crazier things happen, and we've seen Aaron Donald fall to the Rams. And what happened? Jared Verse is now a Los Angeles Ram. I mean, horns up. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Woo. That's an exact, I'm ecstatic. I love it. When we did that show, my statistics, my IDP, and my modules put out that he averaged about 6.7 points per game in an IDP league for college under the scoring, you know, module that I had. And that's not bad, because when you go back to it, if you went back to when I did my IDP awards of the year, and I did my top five, I talked about my top five and who gets those. When I did the IDP Heats awards, that show right there, a lot of the players, top players, were 10. When I got into the defensive end, other than TJ Watt, they were all around 7, 7.5. So if Jared Verse can step in, put up 6.7 points per game in an IDP league, or maybe around 7 or 8, that means he's definitely getting the job done for the Los Angeles Rams. And that is going to be an amazing, amazing career to watch, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, Jared Verse is the next quarterback nightmare. Oh, yeah. And he might win rookie of the year. Yeah. Woo. All right, man. Let's have some fun now. Let's end this up. I don't want it to go too long, right? Guardian caps have been approved. Guardian caps. Like, these big cushion things go on top of the helmet. Like, at this point, what are we going for? Dark helmet from Spaceballs? Are we going to go and just have these helmets so big that we're like, yeah, they're going to be safe? At some point, it's going to look weird. It's going to be like one of those, like, where everybody gets in those big blow up balls, and they run around and they try to play soccer in them, and they just run into each other and they launch each other and all that stuff. That's exactly what this is. That's what football is going to be. It's going to be like ping pong. Man, you're going to shoot the running back up the middle, and he's going to get to the center and the guard, and the defensive tackles and defensive ends are going to be blitzing with the linebackers, and you're going to hear this song. Ding, dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Yeah, that's what's about to happen. Man, these helmets cannot get any bigger. And you're like, okay, calm down. They're not going to get any bigger. Man, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. Plus, it's a lot of weight. Now, you talk about it, you're going to save people with concussions. You've been doing this for years with state-of-the-art helmets. Now you're going to add something else on it. Did you ever think about the weight? Did you ever think about that extra weight on your head? That extra weight might actually, at one point during a hit, put a little more pressure or a little more circumference or a little more power because it's heavier and now it's being hit at the same level. And now that it's going to be hit, say that extra weight makes your head go back a little more. I mean, you guys have tested this. I'm sure that there's somebody out there that has some explanation that's literally going to sound like we know what, right? But at the same time, you can't put that much head. It's like if you're walking around, right? And then you decide to put 2 50-pound dumbbells on your shoulders. Now try to walk around. I'm not saying it's 50 pounds. Believe me, I'm not saying that, all right? So don't get smart. But at the same time, that's what it's like. Your body's not going to be able to take it. It's not used to it. It has to get used to it. You can't just strap one of these bad boys on and go out there. And you're like, yeah, I'm protected. I'm never going to have a concussion. You still can have a concussion. And even if it lowers it, is the risk of the extra weight on your head? I mean, it's the same reason why people wear weighted shoes when they're working out, because they want better results. But that's for our muscles. That's not for your neck, your spine, your head, and everything in here. That's my opinion. I get it. I am all for concussions being, you know, prevented and the helmets being improved. But so now you have this ugly thing on it. What are you going to put a towel around it next? What are you going to glue some things to it? I mean, I don't know. But all I'm saying is every ounce added to your body makes a difference. And that's how you're going to put the pain to the new year with the draft going on. Get to Dr. Roto right now. We literally already have multiple draft articles already out, along with my bets of the day, the heat-tastic bets of the day. You got lose bets. You got Trevor's write-up. We all did it. Man, this is going to be a great night if you're a Dr. Roto subscriber. Oh, yeah. Have a great day, everybody. And may the draft be with you. Yeah.